Hey everybody, and welcome to Thursday, April 18th Jumpcast, the only manga podcast that has limited itself in discussion topics so much that we have nothing to talk about. Joining me this week are Greg Jan and Mike Lemieux. Hi guys.
That was a little on the nose.
Well, we got nothing to talk about.
We have some things to talk about.
We have three manga.
I mean, we've already managed to talk about stuff for 30 minutes. I don't know what you're talking about.
We have talked about nothing.
Okay, let's be honest. We have two manga to talk about and Bleach.
That's pretty much true. There's no S class, no Nisekoi, no Naruto. Oh,
there are Nisekoi and S class.
Just not available for us to read and comment on. We can make up our own stories, but that would be weird.
I'm
and I don't
actually
think that's
just going to suggest going to fanfic.net and just picking one and acting as if it's the chapter.
That sounds terrifying.
So what is
the fact that I don't hate that idea makes me realize this cast is going to be terrible.
So what does Koro Sensei's new relationship with Kurosuma mean for the future of this manga?
Lockspeed tentacles aren't meant to be used that way.
How did his body handle that? That is a plot hole.
Why is he turning human again?
But he still has the tentacles. I don't buy that.
I thought Bitch Sensei was a woman. What's
moving on.
We can't move on. There's nothing to move on to.
The only Nisekoi thing on fanfiction is a Spanish language thing called Musica Disco.
Yeah,
you actually looked this up?
Yes.
I can't believe that you actually went there.
Noche de graduación, noche de fiesta. Todos inglados ha con trejos caros. Las mieros
flawless Spanish accent.
I took 3 years of Spanish, and I've forgotten all of it.
Okay.
Wow.
No hablé español, señor.
This is actually a really short fanfic.
Wait.
Super disappointed.
The disclaimer talks about Naruto.
I'm going to click the translate button like a sane person. It says Naruto is not mine, it's Naoshi Komi. I think they mean Nisekoi is not theirs.
Yeah, obviously he has so many Naruto ones that he's done in the past, or she has so many Naruto ones that she's done in the past so that she just copy-pasted it and forgot to edit that.
So it's about him and dancing with Onodera and realizing that he's happy having Chitoge.
What's the night of their graduation?
All decked out in expensive suits, women dressed in party dresses, smiles everywhere, love, friendship, alcohol, drugs, music.
I kind of wonder how many Spanish language Bleach fanfics there are.
Elf, and there is an Assassination Classroom one, but it's a crossover with Naruto.
God damn it, you two!
These are my Bleach poems. Hold on. Ichigo, hair as bright as the sun.
No!
Moon as dark as night. Anger as hot
right,
as fire.
I think we just need
heart
to
as
end
pure
this
as snow.
Right now.
Friends as loyal as a dog. Seeing death with his own eyes. Conquered it in his own way. As sweet as a strawberry. As loving as a kitten. He fights with the will to protect. Eyes of a hater. Mind of an idiot. This is Ichigo.
Cut the music right there, because there's no way we can top this.
So Beelzebub.
Was that Eyes of a Hater? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes, I did. Suck it. Haters gonna hate.
So, Ring... Oh, God, I can't do this. We can't go from Bleach poems to Beelzebub.
So
sure we can.
We'll just go out of order. Let's go to Bleach. How's that sound?
We'll start with Beelzebub. Yeah.
We
establish this order.
The order now.
Look at what happens when we have order. Imagine when we don't have order.
I'm disappointed this Assassination Classroom is not a poem.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were disappointed that it wasn't in a foreign language.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm half disappointed it's in English.
Don't they start going or sensei? Okay, yeah,
All right,
Smith
Beelzebub.
So Ringo is pissed off that Oka just sort of broke the handcuffs and is walking away.
I didn't get to do my Spanish assassination classroom joke.
Go for it.
Mui octopus.
So she's yelling at Ichigo, or Ichigo, oh my god. Yelling at Oka. I feel like I've done that before too.
Possibly. Called, I don't know.
Whatever. Yelling at Oka for being so casual and just getting up and slashes at his head. And she slashes through 5 or 6 walls.
Yeah, which isn't normal, I would say.
Yes. I don't know. I've seen it plenty of times in manga before, and they weren't possessed. They didn't have demon powers, so, you know.
Well, Oga uses this as proof that she clearly has... She's a spellcaster.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like... Or Oga doesn't want to fight a woman, so there's nothing he can do. And Kunaida steps up.
She'll fight her fair and square.
Yes. And Oga calls her queen as her brand lights up.
So, Kanzaki was his general. Aoi is his queen. It seems like he's building a kingdom.
Yes. With Beel as the head.
Yeah. Beel and himself, so, I would guess.
Yeah. I'm assuming that he's treating the two of them as equals at the top.
Like, they are collectively the king.
So some of Ringo's lackeys come in with weapons. And they also have demon powers, and this makes Aoi happy because now she can go all out without killing them.
And she, you know, takes all of them out pretty easily, and there's a couple wonderful panels.
Pages, yeah.
Yeah.
The two-page like spread this, especially is amazing.
Yeah. Just her walking away casually.
And it became apparent that Ringo was using them as a distraction so Aoi would leave herself exposed.
As simple as this, like, slash art is of all the lines that are showing the sword strikes.
It's evocative. That,
yeah, it's evocative, and it's really cool looking. And then Kunaida just explains to Ringo that she's a bitch, and that's why she lost.
As she cut off all her clothes.
Yes.
And her sword into
pieces.
Oh,
yeah, I just noticed the sword. Jeez.
And... The Ringo's Red Tails freak out and apologize, and Kunaida has the, what are you guys saying? It's not really a big deal. Then she writes fake on all of their coats.
Above Red Tails.
Yeah.
Impermanent marker that won't wash out.
Apparently she's kind of a jerk.
I think that that's at least a little bit justified considering the circumstances.
Yeah, but like it was meant to be seen as, oh, she's going to let it all go. And then she, you know, writes fake on everybody.
Yeah, she's still angry. Just puts on a very good face.
Then the big twist is she sees her demon cat friend.
Dog.
Dog. Wolf. It's a dog. Thing. Like, perfect. Rubbing up against Ringo.
Ringo's ass, specifically.
Yeah. And that's how she got her demon powers.
Because Ringo has such a hot body that what's-his-name... decided to help her.
I like how none of us have bothered to remember what his name is.
Ah, who cares? He's never going to show up again for another 100 chapters.
Seems likely, especially now that Ringo has another means of having demon powers.
I think this is just his thing. He shows up like one to be like, oh, well, my guy lost.
Well, that's what was funny is, in retrospect, it makes sense that he was helping her. Because, you know, she's hot.
Yeah.
But to play off the joke of like, oh, he's not around. Oh, well. Like, that's good.
Yeah, we probably should have seen it coming when they specifically called out that he wasn't there.
Yeah.
But we didn't, and that's because Beelzebub is really good.
And then the final page...
Or at least catches us off guard quite a lot.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of which, the final page, a bowling alley.
Wherein Himikawa is saying, or talking about the Poltergeist and Majo Academy were both beaten by Oga.
And they say Maho was beaten because they don't have a demon, but this group does, the angel fools.
Yeah.
And Himekawa seems to be in charge of them.
Which, I mean, he had a gang before, so I guess that makes sense.
So, collusion.
Yes, that's why he didn't want in on that. I assume he's going to turn and join Oga's group, but still.
Obviously.
But... That seems likely, yes. But, The one thing that I read when I that popped into my mind when reading this page was because, you know, he says, "We, the fallen angels," and given this series is all about demons and everything else, might it be possible that they are being quite literal when they're saying that?
That they are fallen angels?
Yeah.
That would be interesting to have heaven brought into this.
I feel like this arc is already big enough without bringing heaven into it.
Well, I don't think that it would bring it in because they're fallen. It would just imply that there is one. I think that they're just calling themselves that because it's a cool name. But that would be something that would definitely be out of the blue.
Like the other gangs could relate to what their school name was.
The Pin Pals. I'm disappointed that Kenzaki has already fought because I would have liked to see Kenzaki fight Himekawa.
Well,
who says that he won't?
Yeah, maybe we'll still see that.
Shonen arc structure. Everyone gets one.
But I'm saying that Himekawa is with the other people right now.
So I would say that what's going to happen is Himekawa is going to turn and fight on Oga's side against whoever the big bad is next. But this is Beelzebub, so I'm going to guess the opposite of that actually happens.
That Oga just going to beat Himekawa?
Sure, yeah.
That Oga and the big bad are going to team up against Himekawa.
So I will say,
this would be a good time to get like his girlfriend back into the mix.
Himekawa? Well, I was just going to say, her name does have Fuji in it, and Fuji is one of the, you know, three things that
Oga... True, but they've already, they established that they know who Fuji is, and they...
Yeah,
him being a big guy.
I guess they already threw a wrench into that.
Otherwise, it would be a pretty decent way. But yeah, that big twist, Himekawa is possibly evil, or just playing his own side.
Which was very nice. They wrapped up this like mini section of the arc very well, and it's obviously segueing onto the next one.
Yeah, this has been well paced. I think he's taking this idea and running with it well. Especially now that Beals is doing better in ratings than it was before.
Well, it's back down to its normal spot at the moment. But this is it? This was in the section where like it seemed to lose its direction a little bit with the Nasu stuff. Like, right after his introduction where there was those couple chapters where nothing seemed to happen.
Oh. I assume it'll pick up when they get the actual Nasu fight and voting.
That's my assumption as well.
Yeah, all right, it'll probably be up and down for a while. You know, start of fights, end of fights.
I say we're done with Beelzebub.
Okay.
On to Bleach.
Which is not a whole lot happens.
It became Dawson's Creek so gradually that I never noticed.
Love triangles. Actually, more of a square. Or two.
Is it a square?
Two intersect. Well, you have Masaki, Ishin, Ryu, and then other...
Katarugi,
yeah. So it's more like two lines, more of like a rhombus? I don't know.
Nah.
We should ask Traim, he probably knows.
So Masaki is getting yelled at by her aunt for helping the Shinigami. And then Ryu figures out, hey, it must be Katagiri, sorry.
That told.
Because she got wounded in that fight. And then, as if in absolute response to this, she immediately develops the hollow wound on her chest.
Yeah.
As if it, like, knew it was being talked about.
Okay, so has there ever been any indication in the series that being bitten by a hollow but surviving turns you into one?
Didn't people get repeatedly bitten by hollows? Like, wasn't that the main form of being damaged by a hollow at the start of the series?
I guess the assumption is that Whitey is just so special that that's why this is happening.
I was thinking it might have more to do with the Quincy's, too. Like, maybe they are especially receptive to evil chakra or whatever.
I mean, I don't feel this chapter as a whole is really necessary, except to advance the love triangle Ishin-Misaki relationship thing. Like, I'm perfectly okay with understanding that Whitey is inside her somehow.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
okay, I think that the thing we have to keep in mind is a lot of this is targeted at a younger age group, which sometimes does need stuff spelled out for them, so.
True enough.
So
anyway,
yeah,
the, Ryu and Misaki run out, and
a hollow hole is actually appearing on her. It seems
on her chest.
Yeah.
And I guess Quincy's not supposed to fix that sort of thing, but
or they have just some means of doing so, but
like treatment right after the bite, it sounded like.
Yeah. And she hasn't told anyone for at least a day. So the weird thing is when once Ryu takes her and runs out, his mom tries to run after him, but she can't because there's a weird mark on her leg. Which I'm guessing is a result of being near the hollow hole.
I was thinking it might have been some kind of old injury.
That's possible too. But it just says like being in the presence of something we don't understand makes you think that the two are related somehow.
So then Ryu gets jumped by a giant like hollow badger thing.
Yes, which then gets cut in half by Ishin.
Who happened to be there. And also Love Triangle.
He was coming to visit his jailbait.
Then I don't want to wait for our lives to be over, started playing.
Yeah. As it slow panned between people yelling at each other.
Shit, Urahara comes in. It's like, this is weird. Let's do things.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the chapter.
Yep.
That's literally it.
This is the choice you'll have to make.
Gee, I wonder which one of them is going to save the girl.
Well, he's going to give up his Shinigami powers, right? Or something like that?
That's what it's got to be. I mean, what else is there? Ryu's gonna
and then,
say,
of course,
like,
they eventually come back for whatever reason, but yes.
Because of the story. So it's going to be like, you have to give up all your powers, and Ryu's like, no, I'm the last Quincy, I can't do that. And Ishin's like, well, whatever, I'm a Shinigami, who cares?
There's like billions of me.
It would amuse me if somehow Ishin is not actually Ichigo's father, and Ichigo is just purely this demon being reborn.
That would actually be like a really interesting twist if Ryu was somehow his father. They just never really brought it up.
Ishida's his brother.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting twist, but
that makes
it makes no sense because he looks just like his uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He's definitely got some Shiba in him.
I'm just going to let that sit for a while.
Oh, you read that fanfic?
I tried to, but it was in French.
De Ganjus del... something. I took 2 years of French, and I think that was Spanish, what I just said.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, that's not French.
French and Spanish are remarkably similar.
I
wonder why.
Romance languages. But yeah, I guess this is how everyone... this is the origin story of Ichigo's older friends. The generation before.
Yes, but... you know, it's like Naruto, there's like three age groups in the
world. This is the Hashirama flashback of Bleach.
It's just that we kind of have already figured out everything that's going to happen, so there's not really a whole lot to comment on.
The Hashirama parallel is actually really good because, yeah, we know what's going on, and it's just taking forever to get there. So,
also, how did Ishin know what happened at the Misaki household?
He was spying, obviously. Yeah. I mean, that's how else would he show up there in the nick of time to kill the Hollow? He was just,
Look, she's like 16. He's already playing with fire. What does it matter if he spies on her?
This story is taking dark turns.
So he's
I mean, to most people, he's invisible anyway. So I'm sure that just for kicks, he goes to the world of the living and just, hangs out all the time.
No, he's like out in the tree spying on her and he falls. And then her dad hits him with his car. And then he tells her that he was just bird watching. And then they go to the undersea dance together. The enchantment of the sea dance, I guess I should say.
But she thinks his name is Calvin Klein.
Yeah. No, that's another. That's when Ichigo goes back in time in the next arc.
I would actually, as stupid as it would be, just a complete ripoff of Back to the Future in a manga would be an amazing just couple of months that they would do that.
Instead of, dancing.
Blatant. It's not even changing anything.
Yeah.
Ichigo on stage with a guitar looking at his hand. There's just like music notes, and underneath there's like an asterisk that says like Johnny Be Good.
So which K-pop song would he be playing?
Gangnam Style.
I don't know enough K-pop.
That's the only one I knew.
Yeah, looking at the first chapter, Rukia gets bitten by a hollow. So I don't think everyone gets hollow holes from that.
Hullahole sounds.
Of course, Kubo could come say and come through and be like, you know, actually, every single other time that happened, I've got a good explanation for it.
Well, I mean, he's gonna just say it's Quincy stuff, right?
He's just gonna say it's something that's special about that one type of hollow.
I was watching the Bleach anime this weekend, and it's like the start of the Aizen fight where he's taking down all the captains, and he cuts all their swords in half. Like, wait, like what?
See, that was perfectly reasonable because
Orihime turned back time, so it didn't happen.
Also, those swords weren't real. They just brought their prop swords to the fight.
I love Aizen's ability. Just like they all stabbed Momo. And just, it's so funny to think about it from her perspective. Just everybody beating up on her while she's screaming and asking what they're doing, and they all think she's Aizen.
She was Aizen's vice captain, right?
No.
Yes.
Yes, she was. That's right.
Didn't she go crazy for a while?
Yeah, then... and then she comes back, and then they all
stab
her.
And she's still a little crazy, but yes.
Oh, Bleach. Love triangles.
Parallels.
Yes, unfortunately, there is going to be a distinct lack of parallels this week because Naruto's on break. So,
see, I thought this was originally supposed to be like the parallel. Like that there was supposed to be a love triangle between Ishida, Orihime, and Ichigo.
Well,
and then it just never happened.
There was like very briefly some stuff with Ishida and Orihime in Soul Society when they first went.
Yeah.
There was like him blushing a little bit when she was around, but I think that's just because she has giant boobs.
And he's a high school student, so.
Yeah, anyone would blush if she was getting stripped right next to them.
I wonder if like there was an intention for more, well, I guess, pairing offs in the manga that just never happened.
When I first watched, I always assumed Ishida and Rukia would get together.
I always assumed it was going to be like a love triangle with Ishida, Orihime, and Rukia. Or not Ishida, Ichigo.
Oh, I liked where that was going.
Yeah, no, I think that it was originally set up that way, but then just the way the plot went, just it didn't happen.
The way the plot went.
Like, maybe there was no foresight and things just kind of happened. And he has perfectly good explanations.
I don't know, it seemed like it was all according to Aizen's plan to me.
Aizen, this has all just been some twisted matchmaking. I've created scenarios for you to get close to her. It's my master plan.
Because his child is going to be the true thing that he needs in order to complete his master plan. So.
His full release is he makes the world an Aerogay.
Hey, Keo.
What?
Our Mike.
What?
Madoka Box ended. Tell me about that.
Oh, no, it's ending next week.
It ends next week.
Really? I thought it ended.
It basically did, but it ends next week. So basically she killed the devil and fought the moon and then left high school. But came back and is the principal of the high school.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You always know it's the end of the series when they leave high school.
Well, yeah, because it, like, the last chapter's funny because it has this monologue from the, like, secondary character, the love interest, the boy. And he's like, you know, life moved on without her, and, you know, we'll always remember our time with her. And then she shows up on the last page again, and it's like, wait, I thought this was ending. What's going on? At the end, it's just like, I guess we'll be back next week?
Did he just not count out the number of chapters, or is it going to be like a total stupid thing next week?
It's been on the cutting board for a while, but I'm wondering if they gave him a couple more to wrap things up. I don't know. Or it's a total joke. Like, he knew exactly when it was ending and just wanted to fuck with people.
That seems much more probable.
Yeah.
All right, that didn't last nearly as long as I thought it would.
I don't,
so, on to One Piece.
I don't know, it's a manga based, like, mostly around Japanese word puns, so...
No, I meant the discussion of it.
Oh. I don't know, we can confuse it with that other thing again.
Madoka?
Maho something...
I don't remember the name.
Head-biting manga with little girls?
Yeah. It was supposed to be subversive, but... Yeah. So Caribou's caretakers died, or dying.
And
well, it looks like they're, you know, torching the whole city or whatever it is, and yeah.
And she has a photo, which I'm sure isn't going to be important at all.
Nope.
So she's totally like the mother of whoever people think Caribou is, right?
Yeah, that revolutionary guy.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, she's... Are Caribou's saving her?
Yeah.
That's probably the direction it'll go. I still can't find myself caring the slightest.
Who do you guys want for, like, the next cover arc story? Would you like?
I feel like it should go back to Vivi at some point.
It always seems to be like a couple arcs behind. So maybe like a Harvey Monet one.
She's dead.
Yeah, okay.
Because everybody dies in One Piece.
But he squeezed her heart until...
That dude was holding a nuke, okay?
I'm just saying.
Holding a nuke.
I could see it being Brownbeard.
Actually, given this chapter, I could see it being something in Skypiea.
Yeah, with Bellamy's kind of...
Yeah,
vague
we'll get to that.
Threat.
Yeah. So,
just trying to think, like, what arcs haven't we gotten something for? Maybe, like, I don't know, following, checking in on the people who, during the time skip, everybody spent time with.
Yeah, I'd like to see a jump around like that. I like when he does, like, the, not one specific character, but just, like, here's one panel of what's going on around the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, here's Windmill Island, and here's, you know, Jaya. What's going on
yeah,
there?
Yeah, but, I mean, like, I could see doing, like, a cover arc following what Perona's up to now, or something like that.
Ah, Perona.
Yeah, that like they set up something with her, Zoro, and Mihawk on that island, and it's just never talked about since.
I'm sure it'll come up at some dramatic moment.
What happens on Mihawk's island stays on Mihawk's island. You don't want to know how he lost that eye. Did you?
Honestly, I can't think of any cover arcs that actually are memorable. Really,
well, Hachi's was totally good.
Yeah, Hachi's
I remember
was
Hachi's
good.
At all,
and Helmeppo's.
Helmeppo's was kind of memorable, but I didn't really care about it that much at the time.
What about Jank?
I remember the CP9 one.
Yeah, the CP9 one was good.
I remember Ace's searching for Blackbeard.
The least memorable one was Skypiea guy makes a hot spring.
Yes.
It just went on forever.
There was also that one guy that... Was that Helmeppo that he made friends with a marine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Okay. What he's talking about... The hypnotist from
no
Django.
Oh, yeah, Django. Yeah, I said Django.
Yeah, Django and Strong. The what's the
Morgan.
Name of the fist guy? No. Although Morgan did have one, but actually, yeah, that was the best one. Was Kobe and Helmeppo getting their training? Was a great cover arc.
Yeah. Also led to some of the best character development in the series.
Yes, and of course we're also forgetting about NL's great space operations when he goes to the moon.
That never happened. That was just a shared delusion. I mean, really.
That's...
You think a character went to the moon and found moon robots? Okay. Sure.
Makes more sense than Caribou being the star of anything.
Oh, we don't care about Caribou. It's funny.
Yes. He's a terrible character.
So moving on to a new character that has more character than Caribou already.
Yeah.
Cannibal Bartolomeo.
Yeah, we'll get our Bartolomeo cover arc next. So I like this guy. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he enjoys being a jerk.
So he's called a supernova. So he's one of the
I guess that they're just doing that for any rookies that are over 100 million is just
well, I mean they were the supernovas of 2 years ago. Maybe he's a supernova, you know, since that time frame. I mean there's got to be new rookies.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So he's already up to 150 million.
He's taunting the crowd and throws a fake bomb into the stands.
Which, maybe bad timing.
Yeah.
But it ends up just being like a baseball, so.
Yeah.
Let's move past that.
Yes.
So, Dr. Eggman starts talking some crap to him.
And then we see the return of a certain character, Bellamy.
Well, they start talking up this, like, general of Doflamingo that brought back a gold pillar to him.
From another country, without saying exactly what one it is.
They're giving him the whole Michael Buffer introduction.
Yeah, he gets... Everyone else does seem a little pissed, so they're, like, talking about Bellamy for, like, 5 minutes as the crowd cheers.
Yeah. Also, he looks roided up as hell.
Yeah, he's huge. I do enjoy that he is not fooled by Luffy's disguise as someone that has actually met Luffy.
Yeah, and I also do like the whole, just, he's not going to reveal the fact that it is Luffy, which is an interesting twist on that.
He doesn't actually seem like, I don't know, that bad of a guy.
Like, he seems chilled out.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, hey, Luffy, what's up?
I mean, he still
you
does
kind
seem
of beat
pretty
me with one
super
punch,
evil.
You jerk.
Like the Skypiea part, she still seems super evil.
Yeah.
Well, what
I'm expecting happened is he went up there and he found the pillar that everybody was trying to give to Luffy, which was abandoned someplace, and then just took it down.
Yeah. So he changed as a man after visiting Skypiea, he says. Like, that's what caused the change in him. He underwent a metamorphosis, is how he puts it. And then Luffy...
He had never been so bored by an arc before.
And then Luffy asks what he did to the people in Skypiea, and he responds, "What indeed?" with a really sinister smile.
Also, he lifts up his sunglasses, and he has sort of weird eyes.
It's just shading over his eyes.
Well, I mean, they're clearly meant to evoke that he's...
It's evil.
There's something up with them. Like, he has a thousand-yard stare.
Yeah. And the one thing is, though, we've seen in some of those check-in with Everywhere Around the World cover arcs that Skypiea is still fine. It's not like he went up there and wreaked complete havoc or anything like that.
Yeah.
He probably just robbed them blind.
Yeah.
He probably got some training up there from somebody. That's it.
One thing which somebody suggested, which I'm now hoping, I can't remember which forum I read this on, but now I'm hoping that this happens, is if he has one of the, if he has a reject dial, can you imagine that with the spring powers?
The thing that stores energy.
Well, not just so there's impact dials, and then there was the one that Wiper had, which was like 10 times stronger or whatever it was, and did damage to the person themselves. But because of his Devil Fruit power, he'd be able to bounce that back forward as well. That would be an interesting combo for him to have.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if he'd end up having a dial of some kind. So, Cavendish does not seem to like Bellamy very much and appears out of nowhere.
I want to throw this theory out there that maybe Bellamy saw something in Skypiea, like the same apocalyptic predictions that they occasionally see every so often, and that's why he needs to join Doflamingo, because he seems pretty sure something's coming.
He seems to think he's on the winning side.
He seems to think that if he doesn't like join Doflamingo, he's going to die.
I'm not sure if there's too much behind Bellamy that we're supposed to infer, other than like he's stronger now. The end.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It seems like they're setting it up so Bellamy is going to end up as one of the final four.
Yeah, I could, especially after this chapter. I think Bartolomeo was just set up as the power establishment for Bellamy.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like Bellamy.
Yeah, so. Seems reasonable.
And then it breaks down who's in what block.
Yeah, so we have Lucy and there's...
Well, the Lucy one, no one else matters because you know who's going to come out of that winner.
I would like to point out, I saw this mentioned, there's a bounty hunter in his bracket named Gene Ango, which I think might be a reference to Django.
Seems
that makes sense.
Reasonable.
Django Unchained, the bounty hunter. Yeah.
Or Django Fett.
Also, there's just... Oh, yeah, I guess that could work, too. And there's also a fighting bull in his bracket, which is hilarious. Okay, so D block, where Rebecca was, Cavendish is also in.
And so, fighting lion.
And Orlumbus.
I assume, like, it's either going to be Cavendish or Rebecca coming out of that one.
I'm going to guess it's Rebecca coming out.
Yeah. They've built her up a little bit.
I like how, aside from Rebecca and Cavendish, everyone in that block is ugly.
One guy's even wearing a mask.
Yeah. The pyromaniac Damask.
Yeah, the pyro.
I can see why he wants the fruit.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez. I didn't even realize that. That's hilarious. I love the fighting.
I feel like I've seen the name Suleiman in this series before, someplace.
He was introduced last chapter.
Well, but before that, I don't know.
I mean, it's a pretty famous name.
Yeah.
Rolling Logan is a funny name, though.
Yeah, so none of these people matter, because we basically know who's going to move on from each bracket.
So we cut to the B bracket battle beginning, and we see the complete breakdown of who all's in it.
It appears it's a battle royale, I guess, until they break it down to one person.
Yeah. So, what is it, like 130 people are just gonna go nuts fighting?
Seems so. Until they leave the ring or die.
Yeah.
Yes. And then it cuts to, on the last page, it becomes apparent that some of the people have decided to work together until they've cleared out all the chaff.
Well, specifically the Fighting King Elizabello, and then two of them, the army captain and the strategist. So I think a bunch of people from Elizabello's kingdom joined and all got into the same bracket. Because they all seem to be working together for the king.
And everyone decides to go straight for Bellamy.
Yes.
And then it feels like there should be more, then it's over.
Yeah, it seems like there should be another page.
So it looks like it's sticking with this as the primary story out of all the different ones that they're going around with.
So, I don't know, rooting for Bellamy, I guess?
I think he'd probably be the most interesting person out of them to make it out of it.
Yeah.
From a story perspective.
He's got something
to
prove.
I'm not feeling the non-Luffy parts of this arc. I mean, this specific tournament part.
Yeah, you don't think Bellamy carries it?
I think maybe Cavendish and Rebecca sort of do. But Bellamy, not so much.
I think it would have been more interesting if they had just decided to have 8 or 16 people in the tournament, like with some other means of testing, as opposed to introducing all of these people that
You wanted a Tenkaichi Budokai? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
8 to 16 interesting characters, and we see all their fights.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, this is Oda's problem, really, that he loves to introduce new characters that are references to something else.
It's going to be hilarious in 2 years when we go, like, oh man, that was the first time they showed Suleiman, and we didn't even realize how important he was going to be.
Like, he doesn't have the same problem T-Day does, because Kubo, what he does is he'll introduce every character and pretend they're the most important character in the manga, then forget about them.
Yeah, Oda will introduce 100 characters, and then that will be their only appearance ever.
Yes. It's like playing a Dynasty Warriors game if everybody got their own cutscene.
Yeah. I do like that Fighting King guy.
Yeah. But I mean, he has an interesting design that ultimately isn't really going to matter.
Yeah, but it's a really funny design.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting because I'm sure that we're going to see all of these people fighting the Marines whenever the Marines decide to come in and break up the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that does make some sense. I get so bored with One Piece when it decides to bog itself down in character introductions.
Yeah. Next week should be interesting. I think of the important people, it seems like Dagama has been, Eggman has been kind of built up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of panels, but that might just be as much because he's an amusing character design.
He's fun to draw.
He's easily recognizable.
I'll say. Is One Piece back next week or are we off next week?
No, One Piece has a lead color next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Naruto is back, and there is also a special Curry collaboration crossover between Toriko, Shokugeki no Soma, and Gekikara Curry Prince.
What?
Gekikara Curry Prince.
I have no idea.
Oh, that one.
Is, yeah.
Do you guys like Curry?
I don't think that is a regular series in here. Maybe it's a former one.
I think Curry is pretty good.
I enjoy Curry.
I don't like Curry that much.
What types have you had?
Like Chinese curry?
Try Indian curry.
Isn't that spicy?
Yes.
Yes. That's the point.
Man up.
I've had Malaysian curry.
Thai curry is good too.
Okay, Gekikara Curry Prince was a one-shot back in February.
Oh, huh. Okay. One of those things that probably never got translated for us.
Well, they probably said, like, what do we have that we can put into a cooking manga? I guess that one. Also, Madoka Box ends next week, which we said. So,
yeah,
is this when we're going to see these manga at the bottom of the rankings start falling?
Probably.
Yeah. I would guess since one of them's ending next week, the week after there's probably another one which is going to get the axe.
Well, next issue because next week's a double issue.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah.
So, what do you guys think? Crossmanage, Hungry Joker, or Kiruko?
I'm guessing Crossmanage. That's been limping along for too long.
I'd say Kuruko.
Both Kuruko and Crossmanage have had good tank sales.
Oh, have they?
So, yeah. They appear to be doing better in sales than they are in rankings.
And I will say that Madoka Box does seem to just actually be ending. It's not, like, rushed or anything. they beat the big bad ultimate evil thing. So.
Wow, looking at the rankings, how the heck is Koisuru Edison doing so well?
Cute girl.
God hates me, and this is my punishment for loving Takama Gahara.
That seems like a reasonable explanation.
Is it being ranked yet?
Yeah, believe so.
Yeah, I guess it's been around a while.
World Trigger is.
I'm reading more Bleach poetry.
Why do you hate yourself so much?
There's a genre for poetry. I had to look. I had to.
I'm going to read this Nisekoi one some more in Spanish.
How doth the little Toshiro?
I don't like that at all.
All this talk about
there's a series of Bleach haikus in Spanish.
What?
Seriously.
All the discussion of fanfiction is making me realize that I need to go check out whether there's any more updates to Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality.
I don't know if it's just the translation, but like every sentence in the Spanish one is just like, I don't know. It's
it's stuff happened.
Well, it's like
so. It's very accurate to Nisekoi.
No, it's like their eyes meet. Their eyes connected. They talk through it. Chitoge blue eyes require something almost. Raku can read it. He crosses the dance floor. The whole room just to meet her. The music is loud, too high. Cannot hear the voice of anyone unless you shout. All a happy song and dance.
That it's is very moving.
Songs. So ballads. They have already finished.
I think I prefer it when fanfiction is like super, like when there's really good, legitimately good fanfiction, I find that to be the saddest thing of all. Like, I can't take that seriously. Like that, what was it? That Dragon Ball crossover thing?
Oh yeah, the Dragon Ball Multiverse.
Yeah, that's entertaining and not bad at all. Yet it's like, oh, well this is ultimately just Dragon Ball fanfiction.
I can't say anything because my girlfriend has stuff on the site. So
yeah, that concept doesn't bother me that much. Like I said, I actually do read the one fan fiction thing that I read is Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality, which is entertaining. It's a silly premise, but it is entertaining.
So you know what's better than the actual fan fiction here? The names of the authors, like Pocky X Anime Forever,
really?
Chow Manga Freak 7. Lol at the cat.
Are you sure these aren't like fake?
I really think we need to end this before Imran starts reciting more.
Oh man, there's a British military thing, it looks like, where their patch says someone call Kenny Loggins because you're in the danger zone, and it has a picture of Archer. Fantastic.
Hisagi's feelings for my OC, Reira Ukitake.
So we're going to read fanfic or not? Like, we're going to start our separate, like, fanfic cast?
The fan cast.
It's fantastic.
Now I'm going to have to do it.
Oh, this was an unfortunate week.
Yes, it was.
Nothing stops the jump cast.
You know what we should have? We should have gone and talked about One Punch Man's latest one.
Well, like,
or like World Trigger or anything.
Yeah, 10 minutes of preparation, we could have made this podcast a lot better. But no, we're idiots.
I think people enjoy it though.
Do they?
I don't know. I think that the opening to this to this week's cast was fantastic.
The two most downloaded episodes of JumpCast have been the week after the Sonic 2006 stream and the Romance Cast.
Because people love me and they want to see more of me.
I would say because people love train wrecks.
I don't see the difference in what we're saying.
So in other words, we need to come up with something spectacular for the week off.
Miyuki Shinra Mind Freak.
What's that, like the Chris Angel manga?
No, it's somebody's name.
Are they a Chris, username, are they fan fiction. Chris Angel fan?
Probably. I mean, it's fanfic.net.
Chris Angel has to be involved in this in some way.
A poem dedicated to Byakuya ex Rugia. My first time writing poem of forbidden romance.
Wait, no, okay, we're ending this.
Disagree with this pairing, then don't proceed. That was all caps.
We won't. Okay, I draw the line at incest fanfics.
Well, they're certainly not incest. They're not related.
Yeah.
Robin and Nami are on the streets of New York when a heavy rain makes taking refuge under the roof of a house. Rock band known as the... What the hell is this link?
So you decided to try and translate that one? I just picked it because it was another Spanish one.
Well, Google auto-translate stuff because it's awesome.
A short poem about Pyakuya Kuchiki, the loneliest man in Soul Society.
He will not die. He never dies. We think he's going to die, but he's back.
The end. Okay, I found a One Piece fanfic in Arabic.
Oh, we have to end this.
You know, it would be cool to, like, or not cool, in fact it would be incredibly stupid, but just organize an effort and just flood fanfiction with the biggest, like, was it, Poe's Law? Just the most parody stuff that kind of would probably be real.
How would anybody tell?
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
So this is my My Little Pony Bleach crossover with guest appearances by Jem, who's totally, totally, totally outrageous.
I'd buy it.
Turns out Ichigo's half pony.
So, like, there's a pony that dies and it comes back as a hollow, but they seal the hollow hole so it becomes a visored pony.
Is that how it works? They'd seal the hollow hole and it becomes a visored?
Well, it is in my manga. See, I can explain all those other times where it didn't happen. They never tried it.
Then Thanos all right, comes
seriously,
in with the Infinity
Gauntlet. Let's put this thing out of its misery.
Here's a poem about Gin and Ron Chan. Yes, I know it doesn't follow the event exactly. Just give it a shot.
No! Okay, cut it off. Thank you for joining us this week. This has been your Thursday, April 18th, JumpCast. Imran, Greg, thanks for joining.
Ichihime,
you're
night
welcome,
before Christmas.
I guess. I'm not sure you should be thanking us.
If we just,
but the night before Christmas,
leave,
and all lost
us.
Not a hollow was stirring. A humorous Ichihime take
we
on a
classic poem.
We can't
stop him because he's the one who's recording, so even
and
if we
early
hang
holiday
up,
presents the Ichihime FC on BA and FLOL and Ichihime fans everywhere.
I thought you were going to say BA Baracus.
All right, Impon, I'm going to link you to one that is supposedly in Thai, and you can read this entire thing, and then you'll be done. How's that sound?
Thai?
Is it?
Which one?
Wow. Squiggly line. That kind of looks like an F with an arc. That looks like an at sign.
Press the breath, the ordinary people be allowed on the icon on behalf of the two men who are Richard Song before...
Auto-translate is cheating.
The Vigil Boston Grand Lie, Aaron...
Don't worry about the title. Just the body.
Yeah, that's... Oh, it says, yeah, yeah.
There you go. That's the entire thing.
Bye.
Yeah.
That went off the rails so hard.
Well, it's a good thing we ended a while ago when I read
it. Yeah. We can just chop that off after insisting that Imran can continue talking.